That was Plasthema from Arvo Zylo's 333. I'd like to shift gears to the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is an amateur league of Senior A box lacrosse sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, where its champion confronts the major lacrosse champion based in Ontario for the Man Cup every year. Game 3 of the 2023 WLA Finals took place on August 20th, where the top seed New West Salmon Bellies bested the second seed Langley Thunder 11-10 in double overtime at Queen's Park Arena, as the host Salmon Bellies grabbed a 2-1 series lead. Langley tied the series at 2 apiece on August 22nd, as they edged New West 6-5 in overtime at Langley Events Center. On August 24th, the Thunder defeated the host Salmon Belly 6-4 at New West Queens Arena to grab a 3-2 series lead.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The seventh band is, just a minute, please. Astral Sleeps. We are... sorry about that. Actually, I think I bungled here. The sixth act is Ash Walker's Astronaut. Here is Only Love featuring Lou Rhodes.
Thank you.
I would like to talk about the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for August 19th with a doubleheader, where the visitors Vancouver Canadiens swept the Eugene Emeralds 6-2 and 4-2 at PK Park. The other game saw the host Everett Aqua Sox walking off the Hillsborough Hops 8-5 as Harry Ford belted a three-run home run off Liam Norris at Funko Field. And the game between the Tri-City Dust Devils and Spokane Indians in Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington, was canceled due to wildfires in eastern Washington. On August 20th, Everett edged Hillsborough 6-5, Vancouver thumped Eugene 8-1 in 8 innings, and Tri-City at Spokane was canceled. August 22nd saw three venue changes. The host Tri-City edged Everett 5-3 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. Hillsborough shellacked the visitors Eugene 9-3 at Ron Tonkin Field. And Vancouver walked off Spokane 2-1 in 10 innings in Rogers Field and Nat Bailey. On August 23rd, Everett defeated Tri-City 5-2. Eugene edged Hillsborough 3-2 and Spokane blanked Vancouver 4-0. On August 24th, Everett exercised Tri-City 12-5. Eugene shellacked Hillsborough 14-0 and Spokane spanked Vancouver 7-2. Three games are on tap today with one final. Spokane edged Vancouver 2-1. The later games feature Everett in Pasco against Tri-City and Eugene in Hillsborough. Both of these games start at 7:05 Pacific.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across five regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Welcome back. The seventh band is Astro Sleeps. We are living at the end of times with the title track.
Thank you.
thank you for listening to episode 33 of the Steve Chong Show in 2023, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it is Angel D. Augustine's Healing Waters.